Are there boys and...
Good.
Do you have, how many do you have of each?
I've got two good and three boys.
I see. One of your girls would be your...
Oldest one, daughter, oldest one, daughter.
That's what I said, daughter was what I said. Okay. Were your children born at home?
Yeah.
Did you have someone to come in and help your wife?
Yeah, called a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in them day, most of them got a granny.
That's what I was thinking about. I was going to ask you, didn't say that. If you have a son and his face is very much like his father's, you'd say, boy, that boy sure does.
He's like a daddy.
Would you say takes after?
Take after his papa, daddy.
Or would you say resembles? Would you be more likely to say he resembles his father, he favors his father, he takes after him?
Just like his daddy, I say, baby. Just like his daddy.
Now, would that be in looks? In the way he
looks? Well, sometimes say look like his daddy, and then you say he act like his daddy. Just act like his daddy.
Okay. When you're talking about bringing up your children, you say that you have done what to your children?
I have raised them.
That's what I was thinking about. Are there any joking terms maybe that people use to refer to a child that's born out of wedlock? Someone has a child and isn't married, would there be something you might call him? Kind of a joke, maybe?
Marriage?
If a girl has a child and she's not married.
Oh.
Is there any
he got a little bastard child.
Now, would that be a joking way of saying it, or would that be a kind of a disappointment?
I tell you the truth, I don't know. It must be a joke because I don't know whether, according to what it say a bastard is. People say bastard is a different thing, or different thing, but where the old people use it. Well, she had a little bastard child. Say when you gotta have a girl have a find a child and ain't married, say that's a bastard child.
Yeah, that's the kind of meaning I was thinking.
Yeah, that was it, that's a bastard child.
Did you ever hear one called a woods colt?
Wood coat, no.
No, that's one thing I heard around in here. Let's see what. A love child, Sunday baby.
I hear talking love, though. He's a child lover or something like that, love child. Some of the people kill more of them, love that child better than the other. Hey, he's a love child, something like that.
All right. Your brother's son is your
nephew.
A child whose parents have died is an
orphan child.
All right, now he'd be an orphan even though he weren't maybe in a home, in an institution. Just the fact that his parents have died make him an orphan.
Make an orphan.
Even if he were being brought up in somebody else's home, he'd still be an orphan.
The orphan.
And sometimes when you have a child who's an orphan, the court will appoint him a
guardian.
All right. You're talking about your people. Or your folks, or your kinfolks, or your relatives. Are kinfolks closer to you than relatives? Are your relatives closer to you than kinfolks? Now, by that I mean, you have lots of people who are related to you. You can go up to fifth, sixth, seventh cousins if you want to, Okay, well, all of those are your
kinfolks.
Okay, then are they all your relatives?
Relatives and your kinfolks too.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Same thing.
I see. Now, the ones that are, say, down to about your second cousins, would you call them anything else?
Well, I wouldn't have to think of that, but like I said, I got my first cousin. I figured they said they're close to me, and my second cousin would be.